You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There is no offseason for volunteering. We're asking the best fans in the NFL to make a difference by volunteering 10 hours in your local community. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to learn more. That was fun, having the Miz here, Hornswoggle in the studio. That was very cool.
Great. You know, he obviously natural gift of gab and phenomenal in these settings, but you know, huge Browns fan. I mean, literally one of the most passionate Browns fans. I talk to him basically every day after every practice. He wants to know how's everybody looking, what's going on with this, what's going on with that. And I, you know, it is interesting, and it really came through, I thought, in some of his comments. In many ways, he can relate to Johnny, not in the sense that he was ever a Heisman winner or had that much hype around him, but in terms of being a young guy who really, in many ways, made his name partying from the real world, and then he hosted a lot of those MTV spring breaks in Cancun and other places. That's kind of – so he is very familiar with that kind of
– Sure.
That kind of life and that kind of path, as Hornswoggle was hinting at. But, you know, it's just fun to get to hear somebody else who's been through – you know, in many ways, he was a party guy. He was ostracized in his locker room, and he kind of took that and used that as fuel – to get to the pinnacle of his business and did something the guy who had kicked him out of the locker room never did, and that was main event WrestleMania, which is a very prestigious and small elite group of guys who've ever been in the wrestling business who've been able to do that. So it's awesome, and I love him. He's one of my great friends in the world.
Of course. Very sincere guy and passionate guy, Cleveland guy. It all shows through when you talk with him. I think to the point where, and I think this is really interesting as part of the parallel between Miz's life and what he appreciates from Johnny, is the locker room dynamic. Now, it's different in an individual event like wrestling, that part of the entertainment world. But when it comes to football, locker room dynamic is very, very important.
Huge.
And I think the thing that should be more important in terms of our commenting on this is not how this look is bad for the club or the fan base or the media to react to it, because that's all you are getting from the outsider's reaction. Is there ever going to be some internal reaction? Do some teammates, and I'm going to guess there's probably a guy or two who just might be a little more on the traditional side, who says, come on, we don't really need this for not only for you, but for us. We don't need a guy who's wearing our colors maybe doing the whole, hey, talking into the money thing. And you, as much as you cut this guy more slack than anybody I know, I shouldn't say that, but you're right up there in the slack cutting department with him. That you even said maybe this is a look is pushing it to the
this
point.
This was my least favorite of the three.
Okay. And so could it become a least favorite of a teammate or teammates, and then could it be a problem there? Do you worry a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, you do. And to me, though, and the reason that I think it is becomes, it's interesting because it's the off season, right? This is the time where they literally get to go do what they want before they come back for training camp. So it's not the most critical point. Now, for a guy like Johnny Manziel, this I think is a critical time to learn and apply and try to eliminate some of those mistakes and bridge that mental gap between he and Brian Hoyer, which would allow his physical talents to translate maybe into starting for this football team.
Right.
So it is important. But, you know, it just is interesting to me that in this offseason, it becomes almost magnified because there's no real football to talk about. So all of these little off-the-field things, that's what people are going to focus on. And it will be interesting to see how this continues to play out and how it is, because the good news, and as both of those guys pointed out, Mike and Hornswoggle, that if you're accepted in the locker room, you're accepted in the locker room. And it seems that he is, as of now, accepted. People like the way that he works when he's here, etc. That's something that we'll navigate. Now, another rookie who was taken early in the draft, the fourth overall pick in the draft, joins us now. That's wide receiver Sammy Watkins of the Buffalo Bills. Sammy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on here.
So, Sammy, we had your coach, Dabo Swinney, on the line back before the draft started here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and he said, don't be those guys who pass on Sammy Watkins. And now, doing a Cleveland Browns show, we can say, in a way, not that they passed on you, but they accepted a trade with the Buffalo Bills to come up and get you. How do you feel now? You've been drafted fourth overall and all of that, and any kind of animus towards a team like the Browns who had a chance to take you and didn't?
I feel good just to be here in Buffalo, to be with a great staff and a great organization, and to start my career off, I got a great great offensive coordinator, great wide receiver coach, great head coach, and great quarterback, great running backs and everybody. So really, I'm very excited to get everything started with the preseason. And I have no hard feelings with the Browns. Now I'm with the team that I want to be with, and it's definitely a blessing to be with this team, and I can't wait to get started.
Sammy Watkins with us because he's going to be making his NFL debut in the NFL Kickoff Hall of Fame game right down the road in Canton, Ohio. That's on Sunday, August 3rd, versus the New York Giants. Sammy, I covered that Buffalo Bills team that you're on for about 18 seasons, very familiar with a whole lot of people there and follow it closely still. With regard to, you know, what you're a part of, E.J. Manuel comes in as a quarterback last year. Lots of high hopes that, you know, things will take off for him. But it seems to me that acquiring you with the fourth overall pick made a loud statement that that club believes that E.J. Manuel can really take off, take his next steps, because he's going to have a guy like you catching his passes.
Of course. E.J.'s been a great quarterback. I done played against him in college. He was great. He was a leader. He beat me, and he controlled the whole game. So just to come here and have a game with him, be playing with him throughout my career, it's an honor, because I know he's a winner, and I can't wait to get started with him during the season and preseason to see where we're at. Right now, we connecting together. We're getting better. But at the same time, it's different when you got live bullets flying at you. And I can't wait to get everything started.
And that will get started at the Hall of Fame game just up the road in Canton, Ohio, Sunday, August the 3rd. And on that same weekend, a Bills wide receiver, Andre Reed, will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. You want to follow those footsteps there in Buffalo. Have you talked to Andre Reed? And have you had any kind of mentors? And is Andre Reed one of those now that you're a member of the Bills?
Of course. I ran into him a couple of times. And he's just so passionate about the sport. And so passionate about Buffalo, and he loves it here. And he gave me a couple pointers. Be great. Work hard every day. Be a savage. Be true to the game, and it'll be true to you, and that's just doing the right things off the field, on your free time. Make sure that you're treating your body right and doing the right things, as in eating right, sleeping right. And first thing I asked him was he going to cry? And he said he's going to be in tears crying when he get inducted.
Yeah,
that's definitely a blessing for him.
That you're 1,000% right about that. I'm helping Andre with his speech, actually, and we met last night in Buffalo. He was in town. He's there for a couple of days now. But I got to tell you what he told me when you were drafted, how excited he was to have you there. He followed you through your college career, and he said this, I think, in a very humble way, Sammy, that he sees a lot of him in you, that those qualities, especially run after catch, which is where Andre made a living doing that. How much have you studied his game as a pro, or, you know, have you gone back to any kind of old film or tape, or what do you remember of him from watching him at a younger age?
What I remember, he was relentless, whether he was going across the middle or catching short pass. He was not going to be denied by anybody. And he still got that mentality now. And the best thing that he ever did was be a leader to his teammates. And he led his team to a victory each game. Him and Jim Kelly picked the team up, and he made all the biggest plays that he needed to make.
Tickets for the preseason Pro Football Hall of Fame Kickoff Classic can be found at profootballhof.com/2014TIX. profootballhof.com/2014TIX. Talking on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline with Buffalo Bills number one overall pick, Sammy Watkins, the fourth pick in the draft. Sammy, let's go back to draft night. Going into the draft, did you have a feeling around where you were going to go, which teams you thought were really after you, and did you know that the Bills liked you so much that they might make such an aggressive move to come up and get you?
Yeah, I didn't know nothing. I was actually clueless, like everybody else is in there. I didn't know who was going to pick me or who was jumping up to get me. I figured that someone would jump up, but I didn't know that it was going to be the Bills or the Detroit Lions or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's really, throughout the whole process, you're kind of clueless, you're guessing. And around that time, I just stopped guessing and really put it in God's hand.
What was it like when you heard your name called? When you saw that the Bills had traded up and that you found out what they gave up for you, you know, a future first-round pick, a future fourth-round pick, all just to get you, how did that make you feel?
I was relieved to know that I'm going to be at a great organization with a lot of great guys, that to know I'm not going to be pressured. We already got a lot of great receivers that's on the staff, and we got a great quarterback and great running back. So for me, is just come in and enjoy the process and learn quick and get ready to win some games. And that's the biggest thing with coming here. I understand that we have to win now. It's no later. And I've sensed that everybody's serious about winning. And we just got to get everything started off on a good note.
Sammy Watkins joining us from the Buffalo Bills on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. Again, he will be playing in the Hall of Fame game that is coming up right down the road in Canton, Ohio on August 3rd against the New York Giants when the Bills face the Giants that day. Let me ask you this. You know, of course, about the quarterback that the Browns acquired in the first round of this draft in addition to the corner they took after trading down with Buffalo. They have Johnny Manziel here. Your thoughts on Johnny and, you know, just the perspective that you have as a receiver, what it might be like to have that kind of quarterback running around. I'm sure as you watched his games at Texas A&M, I'm sure you do that with a lot of quarterbacks you look at. But give me some thoughts on that.
He's a winner. He know how to win games. He's a competitor. He led his team each year to a great season, and he loved the game. He got passion for the game. And I understand that everybody talk about his size and things like that, but Drew Brees is a small guy, so I feel like he can come and make plays in the NFL, and he can lead the team to a victory. And Johnny just got to keep being Johnny, and that's keep winning games and keep being him.
When you say keep being him, obviously that means a lot on the field. Also means a little bit off the field, as Browns fans are certainly finding out. And another video of Johnny talking into a stack of money came out yesterday. What's kind of your take on some of the off the field things that maybe Johnny or any other rookie are engaging in? How do you kind of view that balance between what you do when you're on the clock working and when you have kind of that free time in the off season?
I feel like right now he's young, having fun. And I feel like if it was anybody else, it wouldn't be a problem. But he's so much in the public eye to where everything he do is a problem. And, I mean, he's only 20, 21. So I feel like let him have fun and make mistakes. He'll learn from his mistakes. And right now, Johnny's just having fun, and he enjoying his life. And I really think that's what it's about. But at the same time, he got to understand that he represent a club, organization. And if he's going to do anything, don't put it on cameras or on a TV, or don't be in places that you don't supposed to be in. But I think he understands that, and he really just giving everybody what they're looking for. Everybody looks for everything at him, so that's what he's doing. Until everybody start leaving him alone, that's what he's going to keep doing.
Giving the public what they want, it seems like. Sammy, by the time you joined this Buffalo Bills team, the only owner the Bills had ever had already passed, Ralph Wilson Jr., and there's a lot of discussion, and I know this because of my close ties there. It's a daily topic, and you don't even have to be there to know that there's a lot of discussion about the future of the team and the future ownership. You're just starting out there on what I know you hope will be, and I'm sure will be, a long career in a Buffalo Bills uniform. But is any part of you thinking about and maybe even talking about with some of your newer teammates just that uncertainty of where it might go when a new owner comes in who, you know, is not connected with you or any other player there whatsoever and just is kind of taken over and maybe, you know, change happens with that. Does that in any way get into your thinking as you embark on your career, or do you even care about it?
Not at all. I don't think that's going to take place here. I think that we have a great organization, and the owner that we get would definitely understand that Buffalo needs to stay. The Buffalo Bills need to stay in Buffalo. That we all take pride in that. Jim Kelly and all the other veterans and all the other future players would definitely love it here. And I think everybody understands that. And this is the only thing Buffalo got, and that's the Bills. And it's nothing about our fans. And we can't – I don't think nobody on this staff or on this team would be okay with Buffalo leaving to anywhere else. And I take pride in them staying here, and I definitely be upset if they leave. But I think everybody on the right page with knowing that we don't think that's going to happen. And we just got to control what we control, and that's winning games.
Sammy, thank you so much for joining us here. Good luck this season, except for maybe November the 30th when the Browns travel to Buffalo. But for the rest of the season, have a great, great time. Good luck to you and everybody. Again, he'll be making his NFL debut in the NFL Kickoff Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, Sunday, August the 3rd against the New York Giants, the first receiver taken in this draft, Sammy Watkins. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sammy.
All right, there he is. We will come back now and wrap up our first hour on Cleveland Browns Daily. A loaded show. We've had two WWE superstars in here. Cleveland's own The Miz. We had the first wide receiver taken in the draft, Sammy Watkins. Not a bad Monday here in the quote-unquote offseason. Yes, the players are gone until training camp, but CBD rolls on. We want to hear from you as well. 216-578-0850. We can talk about anything Browns related. Obviously, the money phone. That's a little bit of a hot topic here today, and we will talk about that and much, much more when we return. Turn here on ESPN 850 WKNR.